We are speaking with Jenny Taylor, an executive with more than 13 years' experience in telecom expense management and director of client experience at MTORIS, an IBM company. Today we're speaking about mobility. Jenny, what are some of the biggest wireless changes in the telecom expense management industry today?
So I think one of the changes is there's been a variance in the interested parties. So we're seeing some new interested parties engage. IT executives, procurement, and finance professionals really are all involved and have multiple goals in mind. So an enterprise really needs a solution that can truly address all of those specific needs in one central place. The collaboration is good, but it brings some complexity to the table.
How have these challenges evolved over the past few years?
So I think that we're moving away from some of the procurement challenges that have traditionally led the top of the list. Most enterprises have addressed the need for a centralized procurement process. They've either outsourced or have an internal request system. So, I mean, that's definitely a change from the last couple of years. You do still have some of the legacy issues that are never going to go away, right? The development and adherence to policy, maintaining accurate inventory, and increased visibility into usage and spend. So that continues to be a key challenge, for our industry.
You didn't mention cost savings. Most would expect that to be atop the list. Can you explain what the cost savings are and why you didn't put it atop the list?
Of course. So cost savings is certainly a top driver on why clients choose to outsource to the experts, but it's really a successor to addressing the top challenges. So you have to determine and communicate what's acceptable use before you can address misuse. So being able to classify end users into the appropriate usage buckets is important and can only be achieved through a clean and accurate inventory, which traditionally requires a application or a software. So only then can you identify misuse through reporting, and it really lays the groundwork for timely approvals and the adoption of cost savings initiatives.
There seems to be a lot of industry buzz around bring your own device or individual liable programs. Can you talk about those trends and the trends you're observing around personal mobile device proliferation? How do you think this will change the approach companies take to managing their wireless policies?
So a lot of this is being driven by mobile device management capabilities, I truly believe. So allowing a personal device to access corporate data was never even a consideration in past years. Now that the technology has caught up with the demand, we're seeing a lot of corporations and enterprises be more accommodating to personal choice. So, individual liable certainly has its benefits, as does a corporate liable approach. With individual, you can experience, lower discount rate, but maybe a higher cost per minute. It creates device flexibility, but sometimes those devices come at a higher cost to the end users. It definitely creates lower security and sometimes can be coupled with replacement issues that can result in a loss in productivity. On the corporate side, definitely have better discount rates. You can leverage your buying power, but you do need to have an optimization program in place. So you experience better overall management, take some resources, but ultimately you get the higher security and better platform control. Our solution, the MTORIS solution, is within MDM, or mobile device management, and flexible end-user support options, you really can give the users what they want. Organizations can choose to allow individual, corporate, or what we often see is a hybrid approach. So you can see our approach really reduces some of the limitations of an exclusive decision.